Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots and know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I do deliver it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me. First, there are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Today, September 27, what are we celebrating today? National Crush a Can Day today. Yeah, not very exciting. National Women's Health and Fitness Day. Okay, we can go with that one. National Chocolate Milk Day. Yeah, we're getting closer. And, of course, the winner will be, drum roll, please. I think, what happened to my drum roll? I used to have a drum roll. There we are. He's just about there. And it is National Corned Beef Hash Day. Love that corned beef hash. Add a little egg to it. Where do you go to get your favorite corned beef hash? Corned beef hash and eggs. Kimmy's, they do a good job with that here in North Orange County. They've got several locations. Kimmy's restaurants, they do a good job again. Checking on the markets for you today. They've been fairly flat most of the morning. Not seeing a whole lot of activity. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now, down 5.55. Again, not a whole heck of a lot. Oil, 52.13 a barrel, so there's not that's up 25 cents a barrel. U.S. 10-year Treasury up, it's up a lot this morning, 2.297 is the yield, up almost 6 basis points this morning, so that one's having a nice little bit of a move there. New home sales fell 3.4% in the month, 8-month low in August. Understandable, there's a lot of folks they needed focusing on other issues during the month with the hurricanes, and either once they happened or as they were preparing for them to happen. So did see some of that coming into the market. President Trump is going to reveal his details of his tax plan, here in about 3 hours or so. Hopefully that'll spur some economic activity. I heard a very interesting statistic this morning. And it has to do with tax planning. We may get a bit of a blurb here. 1 second. We've almost got to the point where we can predict some of those things. So here is the issue, the tax plan. 1984, when we had a major tax reform under the Reagan administration, do you know what the GDP was? Most people don't have any clue about the GDP back then. 7.2%. Now, we never got above about 1.4 was the average during the Obama years, 8 years of President Obama. The last time we were that anemic in our GDP was during the Carter years. Yeah, during the Carter years. So a big tax reform came under the Reagan administration. We saw great GDP. That's the only possible hope we have for our children and our grandchildren of getting our national debt in control, under control. That's the whole issue right there. We've got to get a lot of growth in our economy, and hopefully this tax plan from the president will help there. August durable orders increased 1.7% from July, close to expectations. We're going to be watching some of those numbers because we're going to have a lot of durable goods. Those are the items that are going to last 3 years or longer. We're going to have a lot of need for that. When we start rebuilding in Houston, when we start rebuilding in Florida, we'll start seeing a lot of durable good orders. That's going to be the cars and your major home appliances. We're going to have a big shortage of those because no one can really budget, no one can really plan for the effects that we had of these different hurricanes and the flooding. Those natural disasters, they're the issue that we have to worry about when we're looking at the durable goods orders and what's going to happen with our economy. I shared this with you before. Oil prices, even though we know what happened, that oil prices are going up, gas prices are going up. Well, we should be getting in the next couple of days, we're going to find out what the oil's, the storage is. Have we been using more oil or are we building up storage of oil? The answer to that question is going to become very, very simple. we're going to have to be storing more oil. Why? Well, because the refineries aren't there. The refineries aren't working. So if the refineries are closed, then where is the oil going to? Well, they're still pumping it. They're still drilling. It's still coming in on these ocean liners. Eventually, they'll cut back on production. But for right now, it's going to store up. I'm going to suggest that we're going to see that there's a lot of buildup in the oil reserves. Gasoline, that's going to be, should be a drawdown on gasoline reserves. That's another issue right there. Surprise, surprise, we're starting to really become oblivious to what's happening in our world right now. Think about this. In today's day and age, we had our Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, made a surprise visit.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
A surprise visit to Afghanistan this morning there. He was on the receiving end of another surprise, though. Somehow there was a breach of some sort because hours after Mattis's plane landed in Kabul, the Taliban launched an attack that was apparently aimed at the airport and the Secretary General Mattis, even though the Secretary had already left, General Mattis had left the airport unharmed. But generally, when we would see something like that, the market would go down significantly. The Dow Jones Industrial Average would take a major drop down, and we would see a big flight to safety. That would be people buying the U.S. 10-year Treasury and therefore the proxy mortgage-backed securities. When they buy those, the price of those goes, you should start seeing the demand on those increases. So the pricing is going to go, yeah, it's probably going to get a higher price because so many people want them, right? That means then the yield would go down. Whenever price goes up, yield goes down. And we have not seen that this morning. So we're starting to get a little oblivious, callous to some of these different issues. Then we start seeing that what's going on with Kim Jong-un moving his war planes, right to the border there. Again, that would generally portend a drop in the stock market, an increase in the bonds, so the yields would go down. Again, that didn't happen either. So it's going to be very fascinating to see how long it's going to take until some of these different issues start getting back on track with what we normally see. So just a thought there for you. Watch that one. I know in California they're not going to be happy about this story, but the Department of Homeland Security has begun building wall prototypes along the Mexican border near San Diego. 8 different designs being tested, 4 made of concrete, 4 constructed with other materials. All are between 18 and 30 feet tall and are being paid for with money that was set aside in last year's budget. California, of course, already sued the president over the wall, saying it violates environmental regulations. But here's the issue. The Supreme Court has already ruled on that and said it does not violate these issues. That's be careful of that one. Interesting right there. I know we've got Javier Becerra thinking that he can come out and just do whatever he wants. California does not want to be, or the legislature of California obviously does not want to follow federal laws in any way. But here's the issue. It's what's going to eventually happen. I can't imagine that it hasn't happened already, that President Trump has not already come out and said very simply, well, California, if you're not going to adhere to federal laws, then we're going to have to start enforcing them ourselves. I shared this with you once before when we first decided that our Governor Brown decided he wanted to increase the amount of illegal immigration, open borders, and giving everybody a driver's license, that was a bad idea, not only for the federal government, but for the immigrants themselves. They're basically putting their own name in a database, saying that they are there, they can be tracked. Why would you want to do something like that? That doesn't make any sense to me. People did it anyway. So now here's the next issue that's coming up. Well, the state is not going to enforce the federal immigration laws, so they're going to have to start sending more ICE workers in to enforce those laws. Just does not make sense to me. Unbelievable. We have to continue this conversation when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk about what to look for in your real estate team. Millennials that don't understand how to build credit, How do you evaluate your financial readiness and save for a down payment and affordable housing options for seniors? All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. What to look for in your real estate team. That is the subject of today's real-time real estate segment. So how do you select the members of your team who are going to help you make your dream of owning a home reality? What should you be looking for? How do you know if you found the right agent or the right lender? The most important characteristic that you should be looking for in your agent is someone who's going to take the time to really educate you on the choices available to you and your ability to buy in today's market. just a quote, and I'm not a big fan of a lot of the Dave Ramsey philosophies. I think they're great if you were living in Tennessee, which is where Mr. Ramsey is. Not so sure they're the best in your best interest when you're putting $500,000 into purchasing a property. I know you don't have $500,000 in most instances, but their properties in Southern California, 300,000, 700,000. I know the median is a huge number, probably triple, maybe quadruple what it is in Tennessee where Mr. Ramsey is. But his advice, quote, when getting help with money, whether it's insurance, real estate, or investments, you should always look for someone with the heart of a teacher, not the heart of a salesman, unquote. That is great, great counsel. Because if they're looking out for the heart of, if it's the heart of a salesman, all they care about is selling to you. They don't really care about what's in your best interest. And that's not what we're all about on Ron Siegel Radio. We want to educate you. Do your research. Ask your friends and family for recommendations of professionals whom they have used in the past and have had good experiences with. Look for members of your team who will be honest and trustworthy. After all, you will be trusting them with helping you make one of the biggest financial decisions of your life. Whether this is your first or fifth time buying a home, you want to make sure that you have an agent who is going to have the tough conversations with you, not just the easy ones. If your offer isn't accepted by the seller or they think that there may be something wrong with the home that you've fallen in love with, you would rather know that they think or what they think then make a costly mistake. According to a consumer housing trend study, millennials have already started to prefer a more hands-on approach to their real estate experience. And I'll quote from that study as well. While older generations rely on real estate agents for information and expertise, millennials expect real estate agents to become trusted advisors and strategic partners, unquote. Look for someone to invest in your family's future with you. You want an agent who isn't focused on the transaction, but is instead focused on helping you understand the process while helping you find your dream home. The bottom line, in this world of Google searches, where it seems like all the answers are just a mouse click away, you don't know if those are the right answers, you need an agent who is going to educate you and share the information that you need to know before you even know you need it. That kind of goes back to what we were chatting about yesterday. And we didn't get into all of it, but we did start talking a little bit about how many people are surprised by closing costs. What that tells me is when I see studies like this that talk about how many people are surprised by closing costs, that they're not getting counsel from someone with the heart of a teacher. They're getting counsel from somebody that is a salesperson. The real estate agents that we talk to, we bring you and share with you and we refer you to from Ron Siegel Radio, they are working as the heart of a teacher. These people are not going to, you're not going to find the, our audience, our educators are not going to be the ones that are going to be talking to you about, or you're going to get surprised to find out that you have to pay for title insurance or that there's a cost of an appraisal. Or when they say that the down payment is 3% on a house, it's not going to be an issue that you have to say, okay, I got a $400,000 house. All I need is $12,000 in the bank. No, who's covering the closing costs? Who's covering the prepaid items? Who's going to educate you on the mortgage insurance? Those are all issues that you need to understand. So when you're talking about closing costs between 2 and 5% of your purchase price, well, some of those issues, you just need to understand where they're coming from. You need to understand that maybe if you've got a great real estate professional working with you, they can wipe all of those closing costs out. At Siegel Lending Team, Gold Star Mortgage, there are no lender fees. Those are all waived for listeners of Ron Siegel Radio. Third-party fees, can't control those. In Southern California especially, third-party fees are determined by the seller. Now, there is a law, 2009 law in the state of California, it's called the Buyer's Choice Act, that says the buyer gets to determine who the title company is going to be and who the escrow company is going to be. Here's the issue. In reality, in Northern California, that works. Southern California doesn't really work so well because the sellers say, okay, if that's going to be the case, then we're going to go on to a different buyer. That's going to be a negotiated item. They're going to counter that out of the transaction. Now, as we get to a point where there is more and more inventory, and I just saw a number yesterday based on the new home sale numbers and new inventory numbers that came out from the National Association of Realtors, we're at 6.1%. 6.1% is the 6.1 months supply of inventory, real estate inventory on hand. At 6.1 months, now we're kind of getting into more of a calming market. I know it's being pushed by the higher end of the marketplace, but at 6.1 months of supply, you're going to start getting a little bit more room for negotiations with the sellers. Before, the sellers just said, hey, this is what it is. If you don't like it, we're going to go to the next person. Well, when you're at a 6.1 month supply, and as that month supply increases, well, then we start getting into a little bit more in the world of negotiations, and everybody has an equal say in where we're going with some of these different programs. Just a thought for you right there. But again, going back to the idea, the heart of the teacher. Now, you shouldn't be surprised in a real estate transaction. Now, if you're dealing with a Google, you might be surprised. If you're dealing with a very, very rookie agent, you may be surprised. If you're dealing with a rookie lender, you may be surprised. But generally, if you've got an experienced team that's working with you, that's helping you, that's guiding you through this process, there's going to be hiccups in every transaction. Right now, I mean, Linda Eisenman, been doing this, a broker for over 40 years. Linda's shared that with us, that every transaction has some sort of a hiccup, some sort of a speed bump. The idea there is when those come up, you need to have a real estate professional. You need to have your area trusted professional. People that are in your area, that you've your lender, your title company, your escrow company, your realtor, who have all walked the road before. So it's not a surprise to them. It makes something come up that they didn't anticipate, but they know how to navigate that issue. Title expenses, escrow expenses, appraisal, home inspection. Those are things that really can be anticipated from everybody. Everybody knows that, anybody that's been in the industry for any length of time knows those expenses are going to happen in every real estate transaction. The whole idea there is you just need to have somebody guiding you through that process. And that's why we want to make sure that you are talking to one of the professionals that we recommend, not because I have any vested interest in recommending them. I've shared with you many times, I've got a real estate license. I could do it on my own. I just don't want to, because I know what is needed for you. That's the Real Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, NEST, to 79564. Good morning, Robin. Glad to see you with us. Jay, Thomas, Solomon, Max, Christopher, Tony, glad to see you with us. Lisa, Jeffrey, Arn, Bobby Joe, good morning all. Thomas, good to see you there as well. Hey, if you've got any questions, go ahead and just post them right there on the Facebook page. As you can see, I am monitoring that. We do that through the broadcasts all the time. When we come back, we're going to talk about home sales expected to increase nicely in 2018. Now it's going to be even more than we had anticipated before. I will share with you why that's going to happen. We're going to talk a little bit about things every service member needs to consider before buying a house. Millennials, they don't understand how to build credit, how to evaluate your financial readiness, and to save for that down payment and some affordable housing options for our seniors. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss it, part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house in the middle of our street. Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. And go right onto that page, creditsanitizer.com. There's a whole credit course on there. So you can take the, you can sign up for it. We'll get send you some information. There's a video there. And then if you decide that what's right for you is to get some professional guidance on that area, there's no problem with that. It's right available. Let me know. I'll put you in touch with Alan Han. He's the one that takes care of that for us. Millennials don't understand how to build credit is the subject today. Three misconceptions that millennials have about building credit and what to do about them. It's confirmed millennials don't know how to increase their credit scores. At least that's what a study from LendEDU indicates. In it, 500 millennials ages 17 to 37 were asked questions regarding credit scores. And based on the results, it looks like Generation Y needs to do some credit homework. Millennial misconception number one, use a credit card more to build good credit. Almost, you got to love some of those, right? Where's my friend over here? Yeah, that's not an accurate statement. Almost half of millennials surveyed believe you can improve your credit score by using your credit card more. That is not true. But to be fair, thinking that you should use your credit card more to build your credit score is a general misconception that reaches beyond a millennial mindset. Plenty of baby boomers perpetuate the same misunderstanding about using credit cards more. The reality is that a high credit utilization rate, so the translation, you use a credit card a lot, lowers your credit score because it makes you look like a bigger risk to lenders. If you want to begin to improve your credit score, you can start with the basics. Buy only what you can afford and pay off your credit card balance before the end of each month, before the end of the credit card statement closing date. Millennial misconception number two, max out and pay off a credit card to increase your score. When asked which behaviors would improve their credit scores, around 36% of millennials selected the following answer. Maxing out but paying a credit card on time. This answer couldn't be more wrong. Maxing out a credit card, as we've talked about in the past, can do serious damage to your credit score. When you max out your credit card, you get a high credit utilization ratio, meaning you're using 100% of your available credit. The actual recommended credit utilization ratio is below 30% and ideally only 10% of your total available credit limit. Besides the impact on your credit score, maxing out your credit card makes you susceptible to higher credit card interest, which can be 20% or more these days. Yeah, not fun. So the idea there, again, pay the credit card. You can use your card as much as you want, as much as you can afford, but pay it off so that the payment arrives before the statement closing date. The payment due date is a different issue. We'll talk about that one. But we want to make sure it's before the statement closing date so that when they report to the bureaus, your balance is as low as possible. Millennial misconception number three. Carry debt for a good credit score. Another 28% of millennials in the survey incorrectly believe carrying debt is necessary for a good credit score. It's true that you can build up your credit score by taking on a bit of debt, but you'll still need to pay off the balance each month and use less than 30% of your available credit. Perhaps the best way to dispel these credit score misunderstandings is to go back to what actually makes up your credit score. Whether you're a millennial or not, it doesn't hurt to brush up on credit score basics. A credit score is based on a calculation of the following. We've talked about this before. Payment history, 35%. Credit utilization, 30%. Credit history length, 15%. New credit inquiries, 10%. Credit mix, 10%. Paying your credit card bills on time and keeping your debt under control, again under 30%. Account for 65% of your credit calculation. If you take care of those two, the credit history 15% should take care of itself, and you'll get that score moving up. A credit score ranges from 300 to 850, with the national average at 673 in 2016. A score of 750 or above is considered excellent, and the other ranges are as follows: 700 to 749, good; 650 to 699, fair; 600 to 649 is poor, and below 600, bad. That is the issues. Of course, the higher the credit score, the better or lower interest rate you'll get for a mortgage, an auto loan, etc., which can save you hundreds or even thousands a year in interest payments. So a word of advice to millennials: get a copy of your credit report. Go to Equifax Security 2017 right now. You can do that. EquifaxSecurity2017.com. And make sure you have a basic understanding of how your score works. The numbers work for everybody. It's just we want to make sure that our millennials, our young people, our students are getting educated on these things. In most instances, there is absolutely no education for the young people. And then we wonder, why is it that we're not helping them? We're not giving them a foundation when they're in school. So what are they supposed to do? That's the issue. Now, the next question that comes up, if you're thinking about buying a house, how do you evaluate your financial readiness and save for that down payment? Now, I know a lot of articles say you have to have a big down payment. Big is relative. The dollars, yeah, if you 3% on a $500,000 house, $15,000, that's a lot of money.
More money, more money, more money.
but you don't have to have more than 3-3.5% in most instances. So beware of that. Now, how do you know if you're financially assessed properly? Let me just make sure that the link's still working. I think that our friend Chris Bissonette, when he was on, was talking about building a budget and watching some of these different issues. There's a video that Chris shared with us. Yeah, it's still working perfectly. MBELinks.com, MBELinks.com/budget. And Chris was good enough to share a big budgeting program with us. So you can actually use that. It's totally free. So go there, MBELinks.com/budget. Get a hold of that. Everyone wants a piece of the American dream, and for many people, that dream includes owning a home. But owning a home is one of the biggest financial steps you can take in your life. So it's important to carefully assess your financial situation before going for it. That's why we use MBELinks.com/budget. So here are some of the tips to prepare for exciting plunge into home ownership. Number one, keep track of your spending. I just gave you the tool for that. Evaluate your down payment. According to Bank of America's recently released Home Buyer Insights report, almost one-third of first-time home buyers believe they need 20% for a down payment. No. Down payments can range 3-3.5%. Veterans, you don't pay anything. Crunch some numbers before you start working with a real estate agent. Do your due diligence and utilize the resources you have, like your humble correspondent here, 800-306-1990. Let's sit down and see what you can afford, what you'll qualify for. No more pre-qualifications. We want to make sure you get the fast pass loan approval from our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. They're the only ones I know of that have the fast pass loan approval. What is it? You're sitting down and getting the information you need to get pre-approved, pre-underwritten. When you get that pre-approval, the pre-underwriting, then you're going to be able to know exactly what you can afford to buy for a new home. You're going to be able to know exactly what you'll qualify for. Then you don't have to worry about any of those other issues. You don't have to worry about, do I qualify, do I not qualify? Competing with the cash offers, you don't have to worry about it. Next, keep an eye on your credit. If you're thinking about buying, right now is the time to go to that EquifaxSecurity2017.com. Register there. Generally, they charge $30 a month. Right now, because of the breach at Equifax, it's free for the next year. So get registered there. Watch your credit score. Don't try to do the credit score yourself, the fix-it-yourself method. They'll put a button on there that's real easy. If you've got an arrow that says dispute this, don't ever use that button. Get registered, creditsanitizer.com. You can get registered for the e-course on credit reporting. You'll get a new email every couple of days. If you're really quick wanting to get under on this quickly, then you just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I put you in touch with Alan Hand. He'll help you. I think it's around $500. He'll make sure that your credit report is completely accurate or as accurate as possible. Many times when you make it accurate and you get rid of some of the issues there, your score will jump. Don't do it the wrong way. A lot of people say, well, I see that I've got a medical debt on here. It's about 3 years old, so you pay it, and your score goes down. Well, Alan will show you why that happens, how that happens. Very, very common when people do that. Start saving now for your down payment. That's a big issue. Put some money away every month so you can get to that $10,000, $15,000 benefit or amount so you can go and buy that $500,000 house. If you're looking in different areas, there are some areas where maybe you can get, you can get a $300,000 house. So you need 90% or $9,000. Sorry about that. Try reducing expenses by consolidating any debt and put what you save in interest into your down payment savings fund. Personal finance experts will tell you, bundle those. You might even look and see if you can find, again, you have to be very strategic and disciplined about this. Find a balance transfer credit card that has a 12 or 18 month zero interest on there. and go ahead and put your money into that. Here's the issue. If you put your money there on that zero interest account and you continue making a good size payment, knock that debt out, then take all of that money and put it toward your down payment fund. Just a thought for you there. Just some various tools for you. That is Your Credit Matters. It's brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. And remember, when we come back, you're going to talk a little bit about affordable housing options for seniors. We'll talk about some service member issues. We're going to chat about that as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. In the Word on Wealth segment today, affordable housing options for seniors is the subject, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, I told you before about this fast pass loan approval. Gold Star is the only one that I know of that has the Fast Pass loan approval. What's that mean? What is it all about? Well, the Fast Pass loan approval is basically a complete underwrite of your file, of your whole process, so that you can deal with or understand what you can actually afford, what the conditions are going to be. See, I laugh. There's a, in North Orange County, there's a gentleman that sends out a mass email every day, and he talks about getting your loan conditions signed off with a DU approval. And if anybody ever looked at something like that and understood what it really meant, they would really be scared. And I'll tell you why they'd be scared. It's because a DU approval can say whatever you want it to say. Somebody who's really good in lending can get a DU approval whenever they want to because they know what the DU approval is looking for. Somebody that's really bad in lending can put the all really bad information in there, and they can get an approval. So what are you supposed to do? Well, here's the issue. What you really want to be dealing with is you want to have a full underwrite. Going through that DU approval process and thinking that that's going to protect you when you've got an earnest money deposit out there and at risk of being lost, and you say, well, I've got a DU approval. Well, that isn't worth the, more than the paper it's written on. Gold Star has the Fast Pass loan approval. The reason that that is so good, the reason that we like that information, the reason that we use that one so much more than anything else is because the underwriter has actually gone through the file and validated the data. See, they take that DU approval, and then what happens in a normal transaction is every file has to have that DU approval, the automated underwriting system. DO, or desktop originator, is for Fannie Mae. Loan prospector, LP, is for Freddie Mac. And every file needs that. But what ends up happening then is they take that that automated underwriting, and they'll take that to an underwriter. And the underwriter says, okay, you've got pay stubs that were used here. Do the pay stubs say what was put in? Do they validate the data? Is there anything that's on the tax returns that didn't get put in and considered in that automation? So the underwriter is going to validate that as well. Gold Star is the only one that I know of that says, okay, we're going to issue a Fast Pass approval. And you can check box J4 when you're going and doing your underwriting or you're doing your purchase agreement. You check box J4. Which says no loan contingency. That has no bearing on the other 35 contingencies that are in the residential purchase agreement. It only has to do with just that one issue alone. So think about that concept. Okay, you're going out there competing against cash offers. Your earnest money is not going to be at risk based on that, based on the loan contingency. Now, you still have to have an appraisal. You still have to have clear title. Those are issues that you have to deal with. But the other part of it, no, you don't have to worry about that at all. So that is the issue there. Now, some of the items that we wanted to talk about in our Word on Wealth segment is some things that our service people have to contemplate. Every service member needs to understand these things. When you're looking at buying a house is a serious commitment of not only your time, energy, but your money. For each person considering buying a home, there are several different pros and cons. When you're in the military, there is an extra degree of difficulty. You don't always have a lot of time to make that choice. Oftentimes, service members decide to buy a house in a rush and forget to consider some of the important factors that should go into such a large purchase. So here's five of them. Time on station. Consider how long it could potentially be at your duty station. Is it going to be less than 2 years? Buying a home is a long-term commitment. What is your plan? Now, we've spoken to some of our friends that are dealing regularly with the military. And maybe if you're on this duty at this assignment, well, maybe you want to make that into a rental home once you get new orders. Just a thought for you. It's probably just a matter of time before you get orders again, before you buy a home. You should have a plan for what happens to the house when you receive those new orders. Sell it or rent it. That's your choice. Location. Some people like to live close to base so they can go home after physical training or to avoid traffic. Others want to live far away from base to get away from work. Make those decisions. VA loans. First Each time you use your VA home loan benefit, the funding fee goes up. The fee is in place to help compensate taxpayers for the benefit you receive to avoid down payments and mortgage insurance. The larger your down payment is, though, the funding fee will start going down. Deployments are a reality of life in the military. What will you do with your house during deployments? Will your partner move back home for the first time? Will roommates be in charge of your house while you're gone? How long will your deployments be? And most importantly, do you want to be on the hook for a mortgage payment and mortgage the home during a deployment? These are just specific issues to our military men and women. Just a thought for you. Think about some of those items. And I'm not saying any one of the answers is right or wrong. Everything is geared for each individual. You need to make that decision, that call on your own. No one can make that for you. So the issue just becomes you making the call, you deciding, and just if no one's brought it up to you, how can you make an educated decision? Just a thought for you. Also wanted to share for some of our seniors, what are some of the housing options for seniors, affordable housing options? You're ready to move someplace new. 5 savvy financial tips. Number 1, move in with the kids. Maybe. I don't see a lot of seniors that really like that option, but it is an option to be considered. Most seniors don't want that. Share your house with another senior. If you'd rather not live with a family member, consider renting out space with another senior. Home sharing with another retiree provides similar financial benefits without the complicated relationship dynamics that can come along with moving in with the kids. Look into subsidized housing programs. There are a number of different federal housing programs that can help subsidize or stabilize the rents of seniors. At the state and city level, there are a bunch of different programs. We'll be talking more about that. I think we've got some senior people coming on. Thursdays are going to be really focused on our seniors. So watch on Thursdays. If you are a senior, have senior issues, we'll be talking a lot about senior issues on Thursdays in the weeks and months to come. Consider a co-housing community. Co-housing communities are a lesser-known option for reining in housing costs. While not all co-housing developments are affordable, indeed, some are anything but. Some are set up to include lower-cost units. Communities, Tom Borsick is great with some of those things. Sign a contract with a life plan community. On the face of it, a life plan community does not seem like an affordable housing option for seniors. Certainly, it isn't an option for anyone who doesn't have access to a significant amount of cash to pay the initial entrance fee. However, for those who might need skilled nursing care in the future, a life plan community can be affordable. Just a few thoughts for you right there. There are a lot of items that go into our senior community. I had a chat last night with a senior, and it's just fascinating that our seniors do not get a whole lot of information, and it's a shame that in many instances, as they get older, they're stuck out there just on their own trying to figure out what's available, who's available, what they can be doing. Just amazing how that happens, and our seniors end up really left out in the lurch. Just a thought for you right there. Again, Word on Wealth segment brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Daily chuckle. I got to love this one. The increasingly unhinged University of California at Berkeley recently established an empathy tent. I got to love it. Intended to give protesters a place to relax when taking a break from an exhaustion that comes with being perpetually outraged. That plan came clashing down when political factions turned the empathy tent into a boxing ring. 4 people were arrested for battery, resisting arrest, and other charges in the empathy tent. You gotta love it. You just can't make this stuff up, folks. It's amazing. Berkeley gone loony. Berkeley, they had some drug issues in the 60s. I wonder if some of those things are going on again. You can't make it up. Be sure to set your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Siegel Radio.